who was the first Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. It was the position this man coveted until he actually got the job. His story is this edition of The American Countryside. This is Andrew McRae inviting our listeners to join me on a railroading tour of the Canadian Rockies featuring agricultural highlights August 3rd to August 12th. Fly to Calgary and experience breathtaking views on our train journey to Vancouver aboard Via Rails Canadian. Then a scenic ferry ride takes us to historic Victoria and the Bouchard Gardens. Agricultural features include Vandermeulen greenhouses and Golden Ears cheese crafters. All airfare, great hotels, and more are included. Call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
When you think of the founding fathers, perhaps we have forgotten about a very important man named John Jay.
Washington and Jay were quite close during the Revolution and the period leading up to the ratification of the Constitution. And Washington sought Jay's counsel frequently. He actually asked Jay what position he would desire.
Heather Iannucci is the historic site manager at John Jay Homestead State Historic Site. Jay had been Secretary of Foreign Affairs, today's Secretary of State, under the Articles of Confederation. But he had another position on his mind.
Jay chose the Supreme Court. One of his complaints about the Articles of Confederation and the lack of a strong federal government is that we didn't have any way to really enforce the state's enforcement of treaties.
Things did not go as Jay had hoped.
He actually hated being on the Supreme Court. It was unfortunate. The court did not have the same kind of appearance as it has today. The justices were forced to ride circuit. There were no lower-level appeal courts. He despised the whole experience and felt that the Supreme Court really had no authority at all.
Jay left the court, eventually to become New York's governor, but had a chance to come back as Chief Justice under John Adams. He turned down that position. It was taken by John Marshall, a man who transformed the way the court operated in governing.
Now, there are many people who believe the Supreme Court is the strongest of the three branches of our government, whereas John Jay felt it was the weakest.
So what happened to our first Chief Justice and Founding Father? Our story continues next time as we travel the countryside. In Katona, New York, I'm Andrew McRae.